Each one of you can pick a spot, and somebody will come and say, that's my favorite spot.
That's Sitka Tribal citizen and panelist Mike Miller expressing some of the frustration he's felt over opposition to land selections in the Sitka area.
And this could go on forever. And maybe some people would like it to go on forever, but I think, you know, we have sites that were selected secondary. Nobody's going to say this is cherry picking. Simpson Cove and False Island and Big Bay, that's not cherry picking in the Sitka area, I don't think. Some people might, but I don't think it. But I think that at some point we need to accept these and move on.
The current bill has many important sockeye streams and many heavily used bays, anchorages, and recreation sites. But overall, supporters of the Sea Alaska bill last Friday in Sitka took a broader view. They saw the legislation as an assertion of native rights and regarded the Sea Alaska selections as a vehicle for repatriating lands that were inappropriately taken in the past. Here's what some of their testimony sounded like, starting with Bob Gamble.
To me, it really is a native versus non-native issue. It always has been. I'm local to this town. This town is really important to me. This is my home. And I've always felt strongly that this is my land. And just so to hear that this legislation is coming forth really makes me feel good that I'm going to be a part of the decision.
Sea Alaska is not just a corporation for profit. Sea Alaska is over 16,000 members of the Tlingit and Haida and Tsimshian Nation. And as you may not agree with somebody in your own family with everything they do, even your mother, father, sister, and brother, we may not agree with everything they do, but they are our people, and we are together.
My English name is Clara Gray. The Kiksati are the Sitka people, and if you go into the Native community, you will hear that this is Kiksati land. We were the first ones here, and we do believe it's our land. So there is a fence here.
Hello, my name is Kenyatta Bradley. I'm probably one of the youngest people here. I suppose I speak on behalf of the youth. When I look at the map of what's going on around our island, I see a lot of sacred sites, and it lists energy as one of the sites that's supposed to be listed. I don't see any energy. I think Sea Alaska should have their timber allocation cut back. I think they should pursue other things. I think renewable energy could be a big thing for Alaska. I think that they should pursue a lot of other things other than just cutting down the timber. When I see clear cuts, it really does bother me. I mean, I don't want to. It bothered me that I receive a check for that. I do think that we should get something, but I think that Sea Alaska needs to be more responsible with their ownership of the land.
My Tlingit name is Ayetuskin, while my English name is Teresa Moses. I am a shareholder of the Sea Alaska Corporation and a tribal citizen of the Sitka Tribe of Alaska. My concern here tonight is that there should be no concerns. The Tlingit Indians of Southeast Alaska have occupied this region since time immemorial and have grown and adapted in many ways. Many things have been stolen from us, and many times we have heard that we will be compensated by the United States government. But what, I ask, can compensate a human right? A human right to be who we are, to speak our ancestral tongue, to live off our own resources.
That was an excerpt of testimony in support of the Sea Alaska Land Selection Bill from a town hall meeting in Sitka last Friday. The bill, also known as SB 881, is currently in the Senate Energy and Natural Resources Committee. Alaska Senator Lisa Murkowski is the ranking minority member on that committee. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Robert Woolsey.